You're tuned in to 95BFM, of course, Friday Morning Glory with Kedia. And here at BFM, we always love new music. And coming up very soon, we're going to be playing a new song, which I'm very, very excited to play for you all. The track is called Baby It's Fine, performed by Lisa Crawley. And who better to talk about this new song than Lisa Crawley herself? Hi, Lisa. How are you doing? Ooh, we may be having some technical issues here. Lisa, do we have you on the line?
Yes, yes.
Hello. Sorry. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good. Hey, Baby It's Fine, brilliant track.
Listen, thank you very much.
I've been listening to a bunch... I've been listening to it a bunch over the past few days, and yeah, no, it's really like drawn on me that it's wonderful. Oh my gosh.
But
I'm interested to learn more about the song and the story behind it. If you could talk more about that, I'd be very interested, and also about how the fruition of the song came to be, I guess, how long you've been working on it, and maybe a bit about the production as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, a lot of my songs I write quite quickly, but this one I sort of started probably last year. Late last year, and then I took a holiday and visited some friends in Auckland, where I'm from, obviously, but I've just been based in Melbourne for a couple of years. Mm. So I went home for Christmas, as you do, was hanging out with my friend Alistair, and asked if he would be keen to produce this track, and he was. So, yeah, it must have been like January, even, that's that long ago.
Wow.
I had a show, like a kind of theatre cabaret show that I've co-written with a company called Bullet Heart Club, who are just putting out Daffodils as a movie, and they also did it as a musical. Anyway, I wrote that show and we're rehearsing for that, and also had some gigs of my own over Christmas and summer. So got together with Alistair, who I've known since I was four. We know him as Boy Crush. We used to go to primary school together, and then actually every school together, like from primary, intermediate, and high school.
Awesome.
And even university for a while. So, yeah, so that was cool. I've actually never worked with him on one of my tracks before. We were in a high school band together, and have played a lot of music together on various projects. But this was the first time that he'd worked on one of my own songs, my own stuff, so that was great. And I was thinking just about instrumentation and how to get in, and we both thought of Mark Perkins, who is actually also my cousin, who you'd know as Merck, who I'd also never worked on on a song before. Probably as a family would like sing songs or whatever at Christmas time, probably not even that, but Mark came in and did some guitar and bass, and his ideas are awesome. I love his music.
Yeah, it's really cool because both Boy Crush and Merck completely different styles to the song, which is awesome, and it's cool to see how kind of collaboration process can kind of work to produce something really different and really really cool. How was it working with them though in the studio and the production process with Alistair? So how was that experience in your eyes?
It was great. Yeah, Alistair's like one of my oldest friends, and I love Boy Crush. I love watching him drum and whatever he's done. We've worked on a few different projects together, so I totally trusted him. So when he had suggestions like, "Oh, I think you should play the clarinet," like not quite as clean or whatever, or like I kind of just trusted and went with it. And we're going pretty well, I think.
Nice.
And he's such an old friend that I felt comfortable to just sort of come forward with ideas and then trust him on his ones as well. And yeah, I'd love to do more with him. And obviously I love what he did with Carnivorous Plant Society, one of his bands. So we just kind of worked over that over a couple of days. And then Tom Healy, who's part of Pacquan and Tiny Ruins, he mixed the track. And yeah, it was ready to go for a while, but then I wanted to do a video for it. so waited a couple of months to do that.
Yeah. Tell us about the experience of creating that music video, because I've watched it and it's got quite a good and maybe complex narrative behind it. But just tell us about that experience of actually creating that and going through that process.
Sure. Well, I actually had planned to do a video with someone overseas, and then I guess I got professionally ghosted, which is a new kind of ghosting.
Right.
That happens dating or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a guy overseas, and I liked his work, but yeah, he just kind of, I don't know, must have, I went, think he went overseas somewhere and just sort of, anyway, but in the meantime, I'd already heard from Emily Slovak-Green, who's from Christchurch, and she was keen to do something, and I was like, oh, damn, that would have been cool, but I've already got this lined up. But then that fast forward, and so it worked out quite well because I really loved her work.
Mm.
And it was a bonus to work with a New Zealand director, and she's a great photographer as well. And yeah, we came up with the idea, she came up with the idea, and then kind of like a dreamy sort of dance, I won't call it a dance party, but just like a kind of house party thing. And I think, I don't know, growing up, I always would feel a little bit like, you know, you think about, well, what are you going to say at these parties and all that kind of thing. It's sort of about watching yourself. That's what happening. Just kind of get lost in the moment. And got a bunch of friends too, kind of, as you do, get all the Kiwi connections you can while overseas. I was over doing a few gigs in New York. And so it just made sense to do the video there because I had a couple of weeks. And, yeah, it's always fun doing something a bit different. So Emily organised that. But we needed a... She goes, oh, we need like a lead actor guy, you know, and so I thought, oh, happened to do a lot of travelling alone, and I went to a concert, Broken Social Scene in Central Park, and I think it was about 40 degrees, so it wasn't very busy, weirdly, but I was just sitting next to this guy for about a couple of hours, and I thought, oh, I should say hi, and I thought he looked quite like, I didn't expect him to be a Kiwi, but he had this really thick New Zealand accent, his name was James, and had a bunch of mutual friends, as you do, and then he offered to help out with the video.
Awesome.
And then we just got all our New Zealand pals to help out. And dance awkwardly.
Yeah, I think the music video...
with no alcohol in hand.
Yeah, I think the music video really matches the song as well. So when people watch it, I think it's quite a good combo to kind of watch that and also have that experience with the track as well. I think they go very very well together. But obviously, new single out. Any will this lead into more songs being released, potentially an album? What are your plans for the future?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Yeah, so the song's out today officially, and then I'm just working on new material. I'm sort of packing up my life in Melbourne for a while I'm not really sure how long, to go. I'm going to Canada. The song actually started at a place called the Banff Centre for Arts and Creativity, which I highly recommend any artists on different platforms should Google, because it's just the most amazing, inspirational place to go and work on something. I did a 2-week residency there last year and started a whole bunch of new songs, so that's where the Baby It's Fine one came from.
Hmm.
I'm actually going back there in January for 5 weeks. It's going to be minus 30 degrees.
My gosh. Wow.
I'm kind of quite what I was thinking, but I just applied for it, and then so I'll be spending 5 weeks over there, and they provide you with it's in the Rocky Mountains in Canada, and they provide you with any gear that you need, and you're sort of working in the snow, you've got your own hut, and it's a beautiful complex. They've got a great recording studios, and you just kind of chip away in your projects. So I've released 4 singles since my last full-length release, so they'll all be going on the album, and I'm hoping to finish that.
Sweet.
While over there in January.
That sounds... That sounds very exciting. All the best for that, because I think that's going to be an awesome adventure for you. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for chatting with me this morning. I'm very excited to play this track. And all the best for the future.
Thanks for playing it.
No worries. For the listeners out there, this is Lisa Crawley's newly released track, Baby It's Fine. Please do enjoy.
Find courage to ask for, stepped into the green eyes on green eyes, nothing.